Next week, if you happen to settle in for a performance by the Roanoke Ballet Theater in Roanoke, Virginia, you'll hear something like this. Music from NASCAR Ballet. It's the vision of the Roanoke Ballet's executive artistic director, Jennifer Davies Mansfield. 20 dancers careening around a 40-foot-long horseshoe track on stage.
It rises and banks just like a regular NASCAR track. And the dancers are portraying the cars. So they're going around this track dancing. And they're wearing these, in dance terminology, it's called a unitard. But it looks like what speed skaters wear.
Sure.
And plastered all over their body, all over their unitards, are logos from businesses that have sponsored our performance.
And I understand there will also be a pit crew.
Right. Part of the team is a pit crew, and they come into the pit area, you know, after we've had crashes, and they lift and turn and manipulate the cars to sort of fix them.
When it came around to trying to figure out how to convert NASCAR onto the dance stage, who did you talk to about how to do that?
Well, I did a lot of research into NASCAR. I didn't know a thing about NASCAR when I started. And I actually went to a race. I bought a lot of DVDs that have NASCAR races on them. And I just looked at the motion, at moving through space. In a lot of ways, you know, dance and NASCAR racing really isn't that different. We both sort of hurtle through space at amazing speeds. We sort of live the performance on the edge of failure. It's about motion. It's about sort of what it means to be human kind of thing, pushing the envelope.
The NASCAR drivers do go just a bit faster.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a marathon, though, for our dancers. An hour and a half of solid dance with no stopping, no intermissions.
Are you thinking at all about how to keep that interesting over 90 minutes? Or are you worried that it might get just a little monotonous?
Well, there's a whole lot more going on than just the dance. That's sort of one element in the greater picture. The goal for me when creating this whole experience was to throw a lot of different aesthetics at the audience. There's the we have three huge projection screens that are hanging over top of the track, and they're projecting a combination of pre-made commercials from our sponsors, just like you're watching NASCAR on TV. They're projecting a live image of one of our local TV sports announcers in Roanoke, Mike Stevens. He's going to call the race, do the play-by-play of the race. And we'll also be having some NASCAR drivers as guests who will be interviewed during the performance. You know, in addition to that, there's pyrotechnics, there's sort of explosions, there's fog, there's a whole lot to see other than just the dance.
What was it about NASCAR that made you decide, aha, I want to turn this into ballet?
Part of the reason I wanted to do NASCAR ballet versus something more traditional was because I really wanted to expand our audience. I wanted to sort of look to popular culture for something that inspires the people who live here in an effort to open up dance to a broader audience and change people's preconceived notions of what dance is and what it can be. So 3 years ago, I did a performance which I called Bluegrass Ballet, where we had a live bluegrass band on stage and we danced. And it attracted this huge audience of people who love bluegrass music. They didn't necessarily come to see the dance. They came to hear the band play. And the neat thing about that performance was that, you know, we had the guy in the three-piece suit sitting right next to the guy in the overalls. And they were both loving the same performance. It was this incredibly beautiful cross-section of people.
Well, best of luck next week.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer Davies Mansfield is Executive Artistic Director of Roanoke Ballet Theater in Roanoke, Virginia. The NASCAR Ballet debuts next Thursday.